And this week's parsha starts with, and most of the parsha is taken up by, the census of Bnei Yisrael. And there's obviously a lot of space in the Torah is given to various countings of Bnei Yisrael. We won't go into all the reasons for that, but Rashi says here, Mitochi basan lefanav mono sam kol shah, that there's multiple countings, censuses in the Torah because of the chiba, because of how much Hashem loves Bnei Yisrael. He counts them all the time. Kshiyatim Mitzrayim anam, when they left Mitzrayim. Kshinaflu be'egim anam, leidim in Yerusarim, when they were plagued after the Chet HaEgel. He counted, see how many were left. Kshibala hashra shchinasu aleim anam. And when Hashem wants to be mashra shchina on them, meaning this week's parasha, when Hashem shchina is in the machne, he counts them again. So, Rashi mentions three countings. Certainly the two longest countings in the Torah around the time of the Chet HaEgel, apparently. Right after the Chet HaEgel, Rashi mentions, and when he wants to be mashra the Shechina. So I heard a very, very nice vart for a family friend, Rabbi Israel Poleyev, who's the son of the Baal Orach Nisharim, one of the great Gedolim from the previous generations in YU, and the grandfather of our good friend Moshe Aaron Poleyev. Rabbi Poleyev pointed out that what does it mean, Chiba? You know, sometimes, you know, we think of Chiba as, okay, like, I love the Jewish people. You know, it's very easy to love the Jewish people as long as they're good, as long as they do the right thing. Rashi here, what are the gaps of Chiba? Akshabala Hashra Shechina, they're in the level of Hashra Shechina. Hashem counts them, how precious are the Jews who he's Mashra Shechina on. And Shechatu Be'egel, when they sinned and they Mamash built a golden calf and idol worship, Avodah Zarah, Hashem counted them to see how many precious Jews there were after the Avodah Zarah. A real chiba means chiba in the good times, hashra shechina, and chiba in the bad times when they're not behaving properly in the Maisa Egel as well. And that's what the chiba is, not just counting again and again. The chiba is, I'll count them now, and I'll count them then, that I love the Jewish people because they're my people no matter what they do. I hope they behave well, but if they worship an idol instead of having the shechina inside them, amongst them, then I will count them. I'll have chiba for them as well. Not only that, it's interesting, and the counting Sefer Bamidbar not only displays the chiba by counting, but also by the order of Sefer Bamidbar. In Sefer Bamidbar, it starts with the very beginning of Sefer, first pasuk of the Sefer, Be'echad lachodesh hasheni bashana hashenis, the first of Iyar, of the second month, on the second year. And what's strange about that is that later on in Parshas Bahaloscha, in Perek Tes, a full eight prakim later, says, "Vaydaber Shem Moshe b'Midbar Sinai b'Shana Hashenis b'Chodesh HaRishon Leimor." That Iyar is in the beginning, and then eight prakim later, all of a sudden, we get back to Nisan, and we're going out of order. And everyone struggles to figure out why the Torah is out of order. Says Rashi over there in Baal Oscha, it's out of order. Because Rashi says it's out of order. Why does Iyar come before Nisan? Because Hashem didn't want to start off with Nisan, because in Nisan they brought a Karman Pesach, which is fundamentally a very wonderful thing and a big mitzvah that we hope will all be zocha to do soon. But they only brought it once out of all their years in the Midbar because due to various factors and their averos, they were reprimanded by Hashem, were not able to bring the Karman Pesach. And therefore, since they didn't do the Karban Pesach like you're supposed to, they only did once out of approximately 40 years. They're only, they batted 0.025 in bringing Karban Pesach. Therefore, the Torah stuck it in the middle here and didn't want to give that prominence and went a little out of order. Hashem's Torah is Hashem Tamima, right? The Torah is supposed to be perfect. Obviously, perfect usually means to put things in the right order. Hashem was willing to take scissors and cut and paste and move the Torah out of order, so that we'd start out with Hashras Hashchina. And only in the middle he'll stick in, you know, like the New York Times headline, Hashras Hashchina among Klal Yisrael. Then in page B15 on the bottom left corner, he'll put in something about how they messed up a lot and didn't really do the Karban Pesach properly 2 weeks ago, but we finally got around to reporting it now. And that's part of Chiba. Part of Chiba is that when you look, you could look at the Klal Yisrael in different ways. You could say, here are the people who messed up, who didn't do the Torah properly, and yeah, they had a Hashras Hashchina for a while, but really they're a bunch of avaryonim. Or you could say, here is the holy nation of Hashras Hashchina. Yeah, they had their ups and downs, they had their challenges, but you know, what's the framework and what's the details? And I think, telling clear, part of Chiba means the framework is, Am Yisrael Hashrosa Shechina. We're the Machne Hashem. Some of the details in the middle are more positive and some of the details are more negative, but that's not the framework. That's not the perspective we take. I think it's also part of the Hashem's Kibah for Klal Yisrael. Obviously, we're not on the Madreig of Hashem, but we try to emulate his Midos. I think when we look at Klal Yisrael, you know, it's very easy to see good. It's very easy to see a lot of bad in Klal Yisrael. You know, we're all human beings and the world is complicated. And how do we look at Klal Yisrael? I think number one, to really have chibah, real v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, real Av Yisrael, really being a Jew, means that chibah in the good times and the bad times. Chibah for the Jews, not al tanai, they only behave a certain way, just like Hashem's not al tanai, but to really love the Jewish people, whether right now they're in the middle of Hashras Hashchina, or right now, unfortunately, they might have been in the middle of Chet HaEgel. And also, chibah for Klal Yisrael is when we look at our kids, when we look at our Talmidim, when we look at our communities, when we look at Klal Yisrael, make sure to have the right perspective, to have the Torah perspective. Yeah, there are some things that are messed up. Put those on the bottom of page B15 after Metro Digest. But on top headline has to be, this is the Am HaNivchar. This is the Ashras HaShchina. This is the Am that Hashem counted one by one. And if we have that perspective, then Amir Hashem will be able to have the right Hashpah on the Jewish people and bring it to greater and greater Ashras HaShchina.